Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about a monumental shift in the AI industry. Let's dive in, because this is huge.
I'm so ready for this. The big news is that China has finally overtaken the US in LLM performance. Is that right?
That's exactly right. And we're talking about a model called Akimi K2 Thinking. But here's the kicker. At this level, the performance gap between number one and number two is almost negligible for most users. The practical difference is tiny.
So if it's not just about being the absolute best performer, what's the real story here? What actually sets it apart?
It's about everything else: efficiency, cost, and the big one, whether the model is open or closed source. And Akimi K2 Thinking is a big, emphatic yes on being open, super cost efficient, and incredibly lightweight.
Okay, that is a big deal. For the longest time, open models have been playing catch-up, right? Always trailing the big proprietary labs like OpenAI and Anthropic by months.
Precisely. This release signals a huge turning point. It challenges the entire viability of keeping models closed source. And what's more, user adoption for Chinese models is already past the inflection point. More people are choosing them over US alternatives.
Incredible. So tell me about this model. What's under the hood of Akimi K2 Thinking?
All right, so Moonshot, the company behind it, has been iterating. They released the first K2 model in July 2025, updated it in September to boost coding and its context window. But this latest version introduces something called interleaved reasoning.
Interleaved reasoning? I've heard that term, but it's a bit fuzzy. Can you break it down for us?
Absolutely. Think of the traditional method, like chain of thought. The model basically thinks up its entire plan in one long continuous monologue and then gives you the final answer.
Right, it does all its homework in its head first.
Exactly. But the drawback is, if one part of that initial thought process is wrong, the whole thing can get derailed. The input mentions a great analogy. It's like Vizzini in The Princess Bride building this incredibly complex, long-winded deduction about the poison. And, well, we all know how that ends for him.
Ha, yes, he gets it completely wrong. So interleave reasoning avoids that.
It does. Instead of one long chain, it takes an incremental approach. It thinks a little, writes a little, thinks a little more, writes a little more. It's a back and forth between reasoning and generating the actual output. This is a game changer for agentic tasks that require a series of steps or tool calls.
Okay, that makes sense. But there's a common question about this, right? Does that thinking process carry over between my questions, or is it just for one single interaction?
That's the critical point. It's about whether the reasoning is ephemeral or persistent. And the answer is, it persists across a single turn, not the whole conversation. A conversation has many turns, but within one of your prompts, the model can have many internal reasoning steps, and it builds on those steps until it gives you the final answer for that turn.
But wait, respectfully, that almost sounds like a trivial change, just keeping the thoughts around for one turn.
I see why you'd say that, and you're right, conceptually it seems simple, but so often in AI research, the simplest changes lead to the most incredible improvements. The real complexity is in the training. You can't just reward the model for every little thought it has.
Oh, interesting. Why not?
Because the model will start to game the system. It'll try to maximize short-term rewards for each little thought, rather than focusing on getting the final answer correct. So they had to modify the reward function to only kick in when the interleaved thinking actually leads to a more accurate final answer.
Wow, okay, that's a much deeper challenge than it sounds. So, with this new method, how well did it actually perform? Let's talk benchmarks.
This is the best part. It scored nearly 45% on humanity's last exam, a benchmark known for its PhD-level difficulty. It also crushed the Task Squared benchmark, beating every other state-of-the-art model by a huge margin.
Okay, that's top of the class. Impressive.
But here's the mind-blowing part. This isn't the full model. All of these record-breaking benchmarks, they were done using a natively released INT4 quantized version.
Wait, what? An INT4 version? That's a low bit, compressed version of the model. That should be less accurate, not more. That's an unbelievable flex.
It's the biggest show-off move I've ever seen in AI. To understand how they did it, we need to look at two things: mixture of experts, or MOE, and quantization-aware training, or QAT.
Okay, break it down. What's MOE?
So KimiK2 is a 1 trillion parameter model, but with MOE, it doesn't use all 1 trillion parameters for every single token. It's broken into experts, and it only activates a small fraction, about 32 billion parameters, at any given time. It makes a dense model act like a sparse one, which is way more efficient.
Got it. It's like having a giant library, but only pulling out the one book you need. And what about the QAT part?
That's the quantization. A full 1 trillion parameter model with standard 16-bit precision would be around 2 terabytes in size, just for the weights. QAT is a clever training technique that lets them shrink the model down to a much smaller data type, like INT4, without losing that state-of-the-art performance.
So the combination of MOE and QAT is what makes it so powerful yet efficient? That's insane. What does this mean for us, the users?
It means the number one model in the world can quote-unquote run locally. Now, you'll need a $13,000 Mac set up to do it. So it's not for everyone. But the fact that it's even in the realm of possibility is crazy. And the rumored training cost, just $4.6 million. That is astonishingly low.
This changes everything. The performance, the openness, the efficiency, the cost. KimiK2 Thinking isn't just a new leader. It's a new blueprint for what a frontier model can be.
It absolutely is. It's a fundamental shift in the AI landscape. And if you want to try it, you can just go to the Kimi website and flip the thinking toggle on. It's an incredible time for AI. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in.
Goodbye.